When I arrived in Germany, my bandages were caked with dry blood and stuck to my flesh. The time came to remove those bandages. I was awake by then and knew what was about to happen. My very bones tensed up as they moved me onto a gurney. But instead of tearing the bandages away, as the nurses in Kabul used to do, they set me in a tub of warm liquid mixed with some sort of brown medicine. Iodine, I now realize. After the bandages were completely soaked and softened, they gave me some skin-thin rubber gloves to slip on. Then they gestured to me to take the bandages off myself. They knew that I could get them off better than anyone else because no other person could possibly be as sensitive to my pain as I was. I spent a long, long time in that warm liquid, peeling the bandages off myself, layer by layer, or at times, just thread by thread. I didn't want to look at my flesh as I uncovered it, but I felt so grateful to the doctors for letting me do it this way. Their compassion made my heart let go and made me surrender myself to Allah. Slowly, I discovered in myself a capacity for traces of pleasure because these medical people showed such lovingness to me and nursed me so graciously and brought me toys. I have to say that the doctors in Afghanistan had a certain arrogance to them as a group. They acted like they were of a higher station than their patients. And the nurses? Even worse. You couldn't even talk to them. Their station was so high above yours, they took any plea for attention as an insult. Once, when I cried and tried to turn away from an injection, the nurse just stalked away in a huff. "If you're going to fuss about this, you can stew in your infection," she said. My mother ran after her pleading. "No, no, no. Please, don't be mad at my little girl."